Well, here I am. This is Friday the 13th, and I just got back from a movie here at Benoit. That's where I'm stationed now. I guess you know by now, mother. I hope everybody at home is doing all right, because I sure am. And, mother, you said that you were sick a while back. Well, hope you got well. I know you wrote us a couple of letters, wrote me a couple of letters and told me you were sick, but hope you're well now. And Mandy, I'm glad to hear that you made it all right at Tech, and hope I get to see some of Tech's games, maybe New Year's, maybe I'll go to the Cotton Bowl, and maybe I'll make it. I hope so. And I guess if you get the letter before I get this tape, you'll know that I already have been assigned to Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio, which I'm real glad, because that was my first choice, and I really like it. I hope I get to stay there a long time for the rest, till I'm in the service, because that's what I hear. I might come overseas again somewhere, but I don't know where. But as you know, I do want to get married, but I don't know if I've got to go overseas again. I don't want to be married and leave Loopy there by herself, because you know she can't talk any English or nothing like that, and it'll be pretty hard for her. And mother, if like you said, you don't have time to go to Mexico, well, I'm not forcing you to go. Just if you can, go. If you can't, don't. There's no great hurry or nothing like that, so it's up to you if you want to go or not. I'm not hurrying you or nothing, so it's whatever you want to do. Daddy, don't work too hard, because I know just about right now is the harvest, and bringing all that stuff in is a lot of work, so just take it easy. Don't work too hard, and you know, like I said, take it easy. Smiley, you take it easy yourself. It's not much action over here. I'm not supposed to tell you anyway, so that's what I'll tell you about my Taipei trip. I really enjoyed it. It's just like being in Mexico. I thought that people are real friendly. Only thing, they got slant eyes. It's the only different thing about it. The people are real friendly there and everything. We brought our plane into China Airlines. They do all the work on our planes, and they do a pretty good job on it. We stayed at a hotel for, let me see, I think we used 10 days. It was an 8-hour flight from Fanrang into Taipei on our 123, which, you know, that's the only way we could go. And I really enjoyed it. Maybe someday I'll get stationed there sometime. I hope so, because if it is, that's just a paradise there. Everybody sure does like it anyway. This base here is where all the troops come in from California. We've been seeing a lot of Freedom Birds, or as we call them, just airliners, regular airliners from the States. We get about 5 of them a day, and you can see those new troops come off green. Don't know nothing, just get off the plane. And we see the new guys getting on the planes going back to the States. Man, it sure is a nice feeling to see those guys just after the plane gets airborne and take us off. It's a good feeling, man. But we'll be on that plane someday. And I thank you very much for the tape you sent. I really enjoyed hearing everybody's voices, especially Dale's. I hadn't heard her in a long time. Patsy, Mandy, Smiley. Well, just in, oh, especially Michael, Batman, Leroy, Jimmy, Jamie. All of those little kids like that, I really wanted to hear them, their voices. It sounded pretty good. Nora said, she's a little nervous, but, well, after a while, she'll get used to talking to it. It ain't too bad. Just takes a little practice, I guess. Myself, I'm not too good myself anyway. And Patsy, she looks like she can talk pretty good on it. She wants to take the whole tape up, I guess. I'm just kidding, Patsy. Don't worry about it. And Dale, she's looked like she's a pretty good talker. Well, I know Reba is. She's already a pro at that stuff. So no telling her how to work it, because she already knows. And Roy, man, he must be a pro too, because on those last few tapes, he's pretty good at it. I'm glad George and Dolores and the kids came over from Dallas. I guess y'all are real glad to see him, especially Daddy, who hadn't seen the baby in a long time. Hadn't even seen him at all, I guess. I guess it was a great thrill for him to see John Arthur. I like to see him myself when I go, and I hope so anyway. Have you had any word from Roger and Nancy? I haven't gotten a letter lately from them, so I don't know how they're doing. Like you said, I guess you phoned them up the other day, and I hope you talked to them pretty good. And Roger, I haven't heard from either of them lately. So I hope they're doing all right. Connie and Johnny and their kids, I hope they're doing all right. But Johnny over here, he's, like you said, he was in the USS America. I've been too lazy to write him, so I don't know where he's at. I guess he hadn't gotten back, or have you had any word from him? Today was my day off, like I told you before. We went out down to the Airman's Annex, which is sort of like an airman's club. They didn't have no show tonight, so we just stayed there and drank a few Cokes. I left a little early to come to the movie. It was showing Dean Martin and Stella Stevens. Not a bad movie, it's good comedy. You know, everybody likes to go to movies here because that's about all there is to do at night. There's a lot of planes flying, I guess, tonight. I guess Freedom Bird just came in a while ago. We're not too far from where they park. We can throw a rock and hit the planes out. So it's pretty noisy at night. Sometimes it's pretty hard to get to sleep. It's been all right lately, though. The Vietnamese Air Force personnel live right here on base with us in Benoit. So they help us out a little on security and all this stuff. I think it's a little cooler here than Phan Rang, because Phan Rang don't rain as much here. It rains about every night, and there's not as much humidity, I don't guess. Phan Rang is just a dry heat. I don't know, just about like Lubbock, I guess. It's hot as hell. Well, I guess all Vietnam is, but Phan Rang, I guess, is one of the worst. Well, Cameron Bay is... It was all sand, real bad. It's worse. They say it's the worst place here in Vietnam. Safest, but worst looking. Now, I've been doing some flying lately. I flew with Sergeant Garcia. He's a guy from California. He's from San Salvador. And he's a real good friend of mine. He's a flight mech here. And we go flying together once in a while. He's a pretty good pal of mine. He's a staff sergeant. But we get along real well. We flew up to Nha Trang, Quy Nhon, flew into Pleiku, Mac Hoa, Con Tum, Can Tho, Phan Thiet, Thanh Sanut, Vang Tao. Those are just a few places we fly into. Some of them are pretty high, like I said, real bad places, but we get in and out pretty easy. No sweat on them. I like to fly with him because he's a pretty good old guy. Everybody around here calls me his nephew, and I call him my uncle, so we get along pretty well here. He's from California, around Torrance, California, where Nancy lives, so he wants me to come and see him in December if we go by there, so he extended, so he wants me to come and see him sometime. On my address now, I'll be putting box 11204-309 SOS. It used to be ACS, but now the whole squadron, it used to be Air Commando Squadron, but now it's changed to Special Operations Squadron. So I'll be putting 309 SOS on my letters and tapes and all that kind of stuff. So don't worry about it if you think my address changed, because it hardly don't mean nothing. It just means the squadron I'm in. The box will stay the same. Like I said, you can still mail all my letters and stuff to the same address. It'll be the same in Phan Rang, and every day they bring the mail down from Phan Rang here, so just mail it to Phan Rang as usual. As far as I know, I guess I'll be reporting to Kelly around January in 69, so I guess I'll be getting around 30 days at home, but I don't know if I'll take all of them. Danny... Like you said, from Mrs. Lara and Mrs. De La Garza, like, thank you very much for what you said about in the letter. And tell I'm still trying to find old Danny down here, but I'm getting closer and closer to him, wherever he's at. He's at Dong Tom. I've been hearing a lot of that place lately. He must be getting a lot of action. And I hope he's doing well, because I haven't heard nothing from him in about 3 weeks. Marty, he wrote me, and he's up in Quy Nhon, up in northern, little northern part of Vietnam, not too much. And he said he's doing all right, nothing much. It'd be easier for me to go see him than it would be for Danny, because Danny's out in the fields. It'd be hard to find him, but Marty would be out in, by the base. I could just, our plane could just go in and land, and we could just go out and walk off and probably meet him if I could find him. Danny's, he wrote me, he said as soon as he gets back, he's going to get married, so I hope nothing happens to him, because, you know, he's my best buddy. I wouldn't like anything like that to happen. All I have now is, I have his, after tomorrow I'll have 100 days to go before I get out of this stupid place. And I sure will be glad to get back. What I want to do, I hope I get, hope if our planes go into Norton, California, right by where Nancy lives, I want to go see her if I can. So everybody here is hoping like mad that all our planes go into Norton, California, but we'll probably go in the same place where we left, which will be McCord, way up in the northern part. Oh yeah, I just thought of something. You said Linda had another baby. Well, that's a surprise to me. I didn't even know that. Could you write me and tell me the name of the baby? You say it was a little girl, so it was the first little girl we've had in our family in a long time. And I guess it makes two for them, Willie, little Willie, and the little girl. I don't know her name, so you'll have to send it to me. Mandy, what courses will you be taking this semester at Tech? Do you know? Have your school started and all that good stuff? What kind of chances does Tech have for the conference? Do you know? And do you think we'll beat Texas? You better give me some paper clippings on the Texas game. Because I sure do want to hear about that. And I got a University of Texas guy here. He's in the same barracks I am. And, of course, good bragger. So I like to, you know, tell him what we can do. I told him last year we whipped him pretty good. So he's a little mad at that. He said we're going to have to get revenge this year. So make sure and tell me what kind of stuff we got on the line and backfield. See if old Madlich will do it again. I don't know if he will or not. Smiley, you say you're on the freshman team, huh? Well, you better get on it, I guarantee you. Especially in, not only the freshman team, you better get on that school, too, because it's pretty bad over here, and I hate to see you over here, too, especially in the Army and stuff like that. So, Friendly beat O'Donnell, huh? That's a little coincidence. I didn't think they could beat anybody anymore, especially a little raunchy team like that, but I guess they did. What position you going to play, Smalley? You know, and what is your football schedule? Are we playing AA schools or A schools now? I hear a lot of schools have moved up and some of them have moved down in classes, so must be a lot of changes in the Lubbock area and all that part of the country. Why don't y'all get Connie and Johnny to come over to the house one of these days and make a tape with y'all? I'd like to hear their voices, and Rudy's and Albert's and Lydia's and Ray's voice once in a while. I guess I've heard everybody's but theirs and Nancy's, so I like to hear theirs once in a while, too. You said they took a vacation to Irvin and then Dallas. Smiley, too, huh? I guess he's wanting to travel now, so I guess he must like it, because I sure do like to travel. I guess you know that. And I've enjoyed all of it, and I guess I'm not through traveling yet. I guess this tape's about to go, so I guess I'll see you on the other side as soon as it runs out. So just turn the tape over and just listen to me.